It is Wednesday, my dudes, and that means I am back for another AI roundup. Today, we're going to be talking AI in the Biden administration. Can we call that Biden? Plus, a leaked document from Google reveals that LLMs are progressing even faster than expected, thanks to the open source community. And before the end of the show, I'll be showing you how I made myself look like AHA's Take On Me music video. What's up, y'all? Welcome to your AI roundup for this week. I'm your host, Phil Buck, and today we're going to be talking about the current trend in AI technology, which is FUD. And no, I'm not talking about the world's greatest hamburgers. I'm talking about fear, uncertainty, and doubt. We've talked about Elon Musk and Steve Wozniak signing the letter with over 1,000 others saying that they need to slow down the development of AI technology. Last week, we talked about Jeffrey Hinton, the godfather of AI, stepping away from his position at Google to speak out about the dangers of AI. And now the White House has called a meeting just last week with some of the leaders in this space to discuss the dangers that AI could pose for our modern day society. So with that being said, let's jump into our actual impact story and see if we can dispel a little bit of this FUD. In an article from Reuters by Nandita Bose, Google, Microsoft CEOs are called to AI meeting at the White House. The CEOs of Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic met with Vice President Kamala Harris and top administration officials to discuss key AI issues. The meeting aims to discuss President Biden's expectation that tech companies ensure their products are safe before making them publicly available. Concerns about AI technology include privacy violations, bias, and the spread of scams and misinformation. The administration is also seeking public comments on proposed accountability measures for AI systems, as concerns grow about its impacts on national security and education. The meeting last Thursday was attended by several high-ranking officials, including Biden's Chief of Staff, Jeff Zients, and National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. In this age of rapid technological advancement, the meeting between CEOs of leading tech companies like Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic, and top administration officials, including Vice President Kamala Harris, could mark a significant turning point in the world of AI. While the administration's concerns over privacy violations, bias, and the spread of scams and misinformation are valid, this power meeting brings to mind the overall reaction of the public to most of the AI technology advancements we've been reporting about here. The meeting is an acknowledgement of the growing influence AI has on our lives and the need for tech giants to be accountable for their creations. It's also interesting to see how the rapid growth of AI applications like ChatGPT has caught the attention of US lawmakers, from a relatively unknown entity to grabbing headlines as the fastest growing consumer application in history. ChatGPT's rise feels like a real shockwave. And beyond all the FUD that we're alluding to at the top of the show, I think it's an important trend and, more importantly, an opportunity for MSPs and all professionals diving headfirst into the AI tech boom is that there is a real need for control and security with AI. People love the possibilities that AI is creating for efficiency and convenience in their work, but they also want to know that these new tools are reliable and safe. I'd love to hear from the MSPs in the audience how you're taking these challenges. Sound off in the MMN Discord and let me know how you're approaching these. And speaking of shockwaves, we've got a real doozy of a story about leaked documents from Google in our big picture story. In a post from Simon Willison's weblog that came my way thanks to friend of the show Anti-Sweep on Discord, a leaked document from a Google researcher suggests that the company's language models, as well as OpenAI's, may soon be surpassed by open source alternatives. The document highlights that while Google and OpenAI's models currently have a slight quality advantage, open source models are rapidly catching up, offering faster, more customizable, and private solutions. The paper also points out that recent open source innovations are being developed at a remarkable pace by researchers worldwide. The author further argues that large models might lose their competitive advantage due to the low cost and quick turnaround of smaller models using techniques like LoRA, which allows for fine-tuning in just a few hours. The document concludes that both Google and OpenAI need to change their stance on open source technology to maintain their edge in the language model space. The revelation that Google and OpenAI's language models might soon be outperformed by open source alternatives is both surprising and exciting. What makes this even more fascinating is the blistering pace at which these open source models are closing the gap, showcasing the power of global collaboration in the AI community. This rapid advancement of open source models fueled by techniques like LoRA demonstrates that smaller models with faster fine-tuning capabilities can be just as effective as large models in the long run. This development could lead to a shift in focus from creating large-scale AI models to optimizing smaller models, ultimately lowering barriers to entry and making AI research more accessible to a broader range of developers and researchers. Personally, I've seen this to be the case in the AI art communities, and in the reactions to this article, I've seen specific comments like this that this is the Stable Diffusion moment for large language models. And in wrapping this up, this leaked document serves as an important reminder of the potential for open source AI models to disrupt the status quo. By embracing the power of collaboration and focusing on the optimization of smaller models, the AI community can continue to push the boundaries of AI research and create a more inclusive and innovative field. I've seen several exciting developments in the open source community for LLMs. One such example is Open Assistant that just launched last month, but I've yet to really dive into the world of open source LLMs. If this is something you've been working on, I'd love to hear more about it, so drop us a comment or an email. Maybe we could have you as a guest on the show to discuss what you're developing. And since we're on the subject of Stable Diffusion, I think it's time for my favorite part of the show, a use case. All right, for today's use case, we're going to be throwing it back to a segment of AI tech that you all know I have a passion for. And while we've reported both on ControlNet and DeForum in the past on MMN, today we're going to be playing with both of them in conjunction. Since the last time I spoke about ControlNet, which is essentially a newer set of models that Stable Diffusion can use to glean more information out of an image, or in this case, a video, DeForum is what I've used to create the animations for the intro and bumpers for AI Roundup. And in the past, I've played with the option to use the video inputs with it, but I found the results kind of disappointing. But with the addition of ControlNet into DeForum, inputting a video like my own recording for this episode can have some amazing results, such as turning me into a painting or a cyborg. And let me show you how you can do it yourself. First off, you'll need to have both ControlNet and DeForum extension installed in your automatic 1111 web UI. From there, click over to the DeForum tab, and then on the Run tab of DeForum, you'll want to set the dimensions and the number of steps for the video to be rendered. I have pre-processed the recording of this segment to fit within a commonly used size for DeForum, which is 768 pixels by 512 pixels. From there, you'll need to click over to the Keyframes tab and choose Video Input, and then next move over to the Prompts tab, and this is where you can have some fun. Try out some different styles that you'd like to see applied to your video, and this might take many tries. Trial and error is going to be your friend here. Now, you'll need to input your location of your source file. First, you want to do that on the Init tab, which is short for initialization, and then again on the ControlNet tab. So make sure you enable ControlNet, and then for my purpose, I use the Canny model. You may want to play with some other models like Depth Maps or OpenPose. And finally, you can smash that run button, cross your fingers, and hope for the best. As a test, you can do this with just the image to image tab in automatic 1111 and try your settings on one single frame. It's also good to make a note of the seed for the image you like and use that for the entire video render. If you try this out, I'd love to see what you come up with. Hit me up in the Discord and let me see what you're working on. And before we sign off for today, I'd love to point you to some other shows that are coming out or have come out on the MSP Media Network. In case you missed it, 38 at 38 with Karina Ramos, that's Aaron's mom, for a special Mother's Day episode. And coming this Thursday, May 11th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, the Tech Bar episode 58 Takeover with Matthew Fox and myself. Should be a good time. And as always, on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, MSP Dispatch, presented by the MSP Media Network.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
And that's our AI roundup for today. Be sure to join us in the MMN Discord, where you can talk to me about all this fun stuff or suggest ideas for articles we're going to cover on the show. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail at 833-MSP-Network. Until next time, I'm Phil Buck, and this has been your May 10th edition of AI Roundup. We'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.